Everyone over 16 in our region is now eligible to sign up for their COVID-19 vaccine, and while there's no data that shows Gen Z is lagging in signups, they do account for a lot of the positive cases in Connecticut and across the country.
COVID-19 uses people our age as a vehicle to reach our more vulnerable loved ones, our parents and our grandparents. So now that everybody is eligible for a vaccine in the state of Connecticut, I really want to make sure that millennials, members of Gen Z, that they step off the sidelines, that they don't procrastinate, and that they make an appointment to get vaccinated.
That was Connecticut State Senator Will Haskell. He's urging young people to get themselves on the wait list and says when you do get the shot, don't forget to take a selfie.
You're listening to C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region.
Coming up, a rally for clean energy jobs on Long Island, a look at the growing home ownership gap, and New York, finally, has a budget.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
Climate activists on Long Island today rallied outside of local, state, and federal lawmakers' offices to urge the approval of a multi-billion dollar investment in clean energy jobs in New York and across the U.S. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports.
The rallies are in support of the New York Climate and Community Investment Act. The measure would raise over $1 billion a year over the next decade to invest in large-scale energy projects like offshore wind. It would be paid for with pollution penalties on corporations. The investment would create 150,000 jobs through 2030 with prevailing wage requirements and labor protections. Ryan Madden with Long Island Progressive Coalition says New York could continue to be a model for the rest of the country.
So it's really important to have statewide leadership inform federal action.
Democratic Congressman Tom Suozzi joined the rally in support of a national agenda to create the 15 million clean energy jobs that would be needed to meet President Joe Biden's goal to cut pollution from fossil fuels in half by 2030. He says Biden will likely fold the agenda into his Earth Day summit with world leaders. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.
A Connecticut housing organization has released a report that reveals a growing homeownership gap between Black and White Americans. WSHU's Claire Segrist has more.
The Partnership for Strong Communities report shows close to 72% of white families own homes in the U.S. compared to 42% of Black families. This ownership gap has widened over the last 10 years. Talia Giraldo is the author of the report. She says the programs designed to help people buy homes still make the process expensive.
Wealthy people will be able to buy their homes actually at a cheaper price because they're not paying an additional interest and additional fees. And lower income people, whenever they do have the assistance to be able to purchase a home, are paying for interest that are paying for fees that actually make it more expensive. So in essence, it's really more expensive to be poor than it is to be wealthy in this situation.
Giraldo says that can make home ownership burdensome for some low-income families and people of color. The report includes recommendations for lawmakers to design flexible housing assistance programs that can make homes more affordable and help close racial gaps in home ownership. Claire Segrist, WSHU News.
It's almost a week late, but Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders reached an agreement on New York's budget. More on that in just a bit. But first, headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Looking to get the COVID vaccine in our region? Here's the latest on how you can do that.
All residents in our region over 16 are eligible for the vaccine.
Connecticut residents, you can schedule an appointment by visiting ct.gov/COVID vaccine or call 877-918-2224. New Yorkers, you can schedule an appointment using the Am I Eligible app or by calling 833-697-4829.
Governor Cuomo has signed into law a measure that will now allow for coronavirus-related lawsuits against nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The measure repeals protections Cuomo put in place during the pandemic to safeguard certain essential businesses from negligent lawsuits, granting them liability immunity. New York has seen over 15,000 coronavirus-related deaths in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. The bill's signing comes as Cuomo is under federal investigation for an alleged cover-up that hid the true number of COVID deaths in nursing homes. The probe is expected to review a mandate from Cuomo that required nursing homes take in COVID patients who had recovered in hospitals. The Bridgeport City Council in Connecticut has authorized a $395 million state-required upgrade to its worn-out wastewater system. Council members say the current system has plagued nearby communities with stench and runoff into Long Island Sound and other waterways. Council members who voted against the authorization are against the proposed increase in sewer fees for residents. Others want to wait a few months and see if the system is eligible for additional federal relief or President Biden's infrastructure plan. The upgrades are still in the planning process and could take up to 18 months to complete, with construction starting in late 2023. Governor Cuomo and state legislative leaders announced a final agreement on a $212 billion budget deal nearly 1 week after it was due. Karen DeWitt reports.
The Senate and Assembly held a marathon session to approve the budget bills.
Calendar number 648, Senate Print 2508C, Senate Budget Bill.
The spending plan increases taxes by $4.3 billion. It includes higher personal income tax rates on New Yorkers who make more than $1 million a year. It adds two new higher tax brackets for those making over $5 million and those earning over $25 million. Corporate taxes will also be going up. The revenues, along with $12.5 billion from the federal stimulus package, will be used for a number of programs, including a $2.4 billion rent relief program. Undocumented immigrants who lost their jobs during the pandemic will have access to a $2.1 billion fund. It will provide retroactive unemployment relief payments. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
WSHU depends on listeners to give us news tips and to share our stories. You can also help us by becoming a member.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.